When you get a performance like that, does there really need to be a payback for players who've underperformed at this stage of the season, where you have to be quite brutal and say, look, you're dropped or you're going to the bench because you just didn't get to the required level? And we're in a real situation here now.
Yeah, there certainly has to be a reaction in terms of it affecting selection. And I think there's a couple of things that go into determining what that reaction is or what that decision making is from me. One is, what are the alternatives? You know, who else have you got in the squad in a position where you've been unhappy with a player, and do you think they could do a better job? And then secondly, the nature of the player themselves. You know, is it a player who, if they get a rocket, you know you're going to get, or you feel you're going to get the response from them and get a big performance out of them? Or are they someone who will take a dent in confidence and, you know, you actually need to take them out the firing line? So there's a few variables that go into that. And if someone is so poor, then it probably doesn't matter on either of those things. They just don't deserve to play the next weekend. So, I don't think we had 23 who don't deserve to play, but we've certainly got a bunch of guys we'll be looking at very closely, in the same way that we're looking at ourselves as coaches and what we could have done better.
And linked to that as well, watching the game again, once it got difficult for Connacht, the confidence seemed to slip away really quickly. We've discussed this before, but the work of sports psychologists around that, because you could see the body language, maybe even the attitude of certain players went when the physicality level, it was reminiscent of the Bordeaux game, or maybe some of the games I've seen in the past against big English sides, that it just gets, the belief goes, but it goes really quick. You're only about 7 points down at half time. Second half was over before it started.
Yeah, I didn't see a lack of belief, and I think if I see that, it would be in some of the decision making. I think it would be in the body language. I think it would be in the work ethic. That's how I'd see the belief materialize. I certainly saw a massive fatigue, and that's not an excuse. That's a problem in its own right, because the fatigue was our making. It was a physical fatigue from very, very big collisions. I think the Lions made 178. Tackles at 91% success rate, and they teed off and teed off and teed off, and we run into big South African bodies. But that's credit to the Lions, but it's also an issue with our performance. Why weren't we getting one-on-ones for our ball carriers? Why weren't we finding space? Why were we giving the ball back to them so they could carry into us, and we had to tackle and get off the ground and tackle and get off the ground? Why do we have a first half where, as I said, 17 times turnover or penalty allowed the Lions to refresh and reset and get their breath back and throw another punch? So I see that element of it not as an excuse, but something that was entirely reflective of our poor performance, that we needed to do better to control the game on our terms. And look, with the squad we've got, and it's been the same for many years, we're never going to be a team that can run into brick walls and keep that energy, and particularly when there's big physical contests at scrum and maul as well. And, you know, we have to be smarter than that, and we have to work better than that. And, you know, I wouldn't suggest a sports psychologist would solve that, as nice as it is to have one or to have a good one. But I think you need to play better. And when you play better, you get to play the game on your terms, and the contacts become easier, and the energy lifts and the body language lifts, and you get those opportunities. Where I do think there were big implications was the couple of soft tries we conceded in that second half. And I think that's what you're referring to, is when those ones went in, they were too easy to be scored. And it sucked the absolute life out of the ground, not just the team, but out of the crowd and, you know, out of the whole occasion. And I think that's where you feel that real dip in emotion. And, you know, they were costly.
And just talking on from that, of fatigue, which comes from obviously the game and playing, Joe Joyce has said this a couple of times, and it's just an observation he's made, that the training here is much more intense than what he was used to in the Premiership, in the way that you do things. Is that something you have to look at maybe at this stage of the season, that it's about game day maybe more than preparation day? Because they did look fast, and I know it was going well for them, but they did look faster, sharper right from the off. Is that something that'll be on your radar?
I think we'd look at everything. You know, I think particularly after a performance like that, you leave no stone unturned. But it's not something I'm concerned about. I mean, in terms of the intensity of our training and the load of our training, so not just the speed we do, but how much of it we do. You know, we have the data that's shared between the four Irish provinces, and we'd all be similar in that respect. And there's some areas where other teams do more load or train at a higher intensity than us at this stage of the season and at others. So I don't see that there's any shortcomings in that. I think ultimately, if you want to be a team that plays a possession game and a high intensity game, then you have to train as such. And that's where it's important that we use, you know, all the available elements of our squad, both for training and playing. So look, we'll look at everything, but, you know, certainly going off the other teams in the Irish system, I don't think there's any problems there.